Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's up, Bills Mafia? Happy Friday. It is February 26, 2021, and this is your weekly Buffalo Bills Flash Briefing. ESPN's Mel Kiper Jr. put out his latest mock draft this week, and he has the Bills addressing the offensive line in the latest iteration of his mock draft. And it's an interesting situation that may arrive here for the Buffalo Bills after free agency. Obviously, everybody knows about Matt Milano and Darrell Williams kind of being those top two free agents. And as we move along in the process here, Darrell Williams, as you talk to experts, we had Mike Gennetti from SpotTrack.com on this week, and he's kind of expecting that the market for Darrell Williams is going to become vast over the next couple weeks because you got two tackles in Trent Williams from San Francisco, Carolina's Taylor Moton. Both of those players could be taken care of before free agency even starts, whether it be by a potential franchise tag for Moton in Carolina or a long-term deal for Trent Williams, who's the top tackle on the market. And that vaults Darrell Williams into a different stratosphere when it comes to the free agent market and teams interested in signing him. And not only the interest is going to go up, but the number is going to go up. And if you're talking about, you know, SpotTrack.com has his market value at about $8 million. If he can get that thing to creep up to not 9, 10, 11, even maybe $12 million per season, that's when you start to wonder if the Bills will still be in play to bring back his services. And I know, listen, Brandon Bean wants to keep talent around Josh Allen, especially on the offensive line. But if they have to go in a different direction, I think addressing the offensive line at pick number 30 becomes more and more possible. And that's where we get to Mel Kiper's draft pick. He gives the Bills senior right tackle from Oklahoma State, Tevin Jenkins, who, if you pay attention to draft Twitter, this is a guy that's really starting to, you know, catch some fire the last week or two. Seen a lot of different highlight reels and breakdowns on his ability. Really strong, powerful player. And actually, it was Brandon Thorne, who was offensive line guru. He breaks down a lot of tape during the season. He tweeted out a string of videos breaking down some of Tevin Coleman's tape. And one of the things that he mentioned was that he's been going through offensive linemen for the past month, 2 months, and he's yet to find somebody as powerful as Jenkins. So that would be something to consider. Big, strong anchor on the right side. Get him on a rookie deal, which makes a lot of sense. Here's what Mel Kiper wrote about the pick in his mock draft. This pick could depend on whether free agent right tackle Darrell Williams returns and whether the Bills think former second round pick Cody Ford could kick out to tackle. They view him as a guard. Tackle becomes a hole to fill. Jenkins played on both the left and right sides at Oklahoma State. I could see Buffalo targeting a cornerback if a guy the organization likes makes it to number 30, and I think running back should be an option as well. This is a team that is close to being a Super Bowl contender. The Cody Ford discussion is a fun one to have. We had it on the podcast this week. Go check that out. We spoke with Mike Gennetti, as I mentioned, Greg Thompson from Cover One, and then Ryan Talbot and I went and answered a bunch of questions, and the Cody Ford conundrum came up. And you know, one of the cool things about Cody is that I think you can project better moving forward just because of the elements that have played into the first 2 years of his career. He's been moved all over the place. He's dealt with injuries both as a rookie and a second-year player. I think that if you still believe in him as a right tackle, it's an affordable option while you kind of figure things out here in the interim. You're going to have to probably extend Josh Allen, if not this offseason, definitely next offseason. And getting players that are affordable in this kind of environment, especially with the salary cap the way that it is, I think that that's an ideal situation. And, you know, you look at Cody Ford, even if you believe Cody Ford could be the right tackle and you don't go tackle at 30, I still think you can address the position in the draft. I still think there might be some options in the free agent market. Head over to NewYorkUpstateAndSyracuse.com right now and check out my top 50 free agent targets, Bill specific, broken down into tiers, and then go over to Ryan Talbot's article where he played Buffalo Bills general manager and laid out his perfect offseason. A lot of reading material up at the site right now. Make sure you check us out next Wednesday night. We're going to have a big show. The All-Star cast from Rochester, Buffalo Bills Media, is going to be in the house. We're excited about that. Have a great weekend, and we'll see you soon.